The Little League World Series wraps up this weekend in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. As we've just learned, this international event bestows celebrity on many young ballplayers, but not all Little League players have that experience. On the southern coast of China lies Hong Kong, where Only a Game's Charlie Schroeder found the state of Little League to be a bit rocky.
If you've ever played Little League baseball, then this scenario will sound familiar. Your team is down and your coach isn't happy about it. So he gathers all the players together for an impromptu pep talk.
I want to hear blue as loud as you possibly can on three. One, two, three, blue!
The coach in this case is Shanit Arkensinger. During the day, he's the assistant to the attaché of the U.S. consulate here in Hong Kong. On the weekends, however, he coaches the Tai Tam Baseball Club Gamecocks and is president of Hong Kong Little League. On this hot Saturday afternoon, Arkensinger's team is dedicating their time to mounting a much-needed comeback. The 11- and 12-year-olds dig their cleats into Toe Shek Field, a diamond littered with so many pebbles that Little League parent Janet Wynecki likens it to the surface of the moon.
You get the Toe Shek pop-ups, we call it. So a grounder's rolling at you, and suddenly it's airborne straight up in front of you. So you can take it in the eye or the cheek or something if you're not careful.
Toe Shek Field is one of a handful of diamonds in Hong Kong and is aptly named. Pronounced Thaw Set in Cantonese, it translates to many rocks. Parent Jean Bordelon, who hails from Arkansas, explains why.
Field full of boulders that they removed to make the field.
While the infield resembles a minefield, the outfield resembles, well, I'll let Wynecki and Bordelon's wife, Anne, tell you what it doesn't resemble.
It's not exactly like the outfield at Yankee Stadium.
The grass is mowed about twice a season.
Anne Spartan. Toe Shek Field boasts no dugouts, bleachers, or concession stands. In one of the world's most expensive real estate markets, its location is decidedly downmarket, in the shadow of a freeway overpass, and adjacent to a noxious water pumping station, much to the dismay of player James Simon.
Whenever we play in the mornings, there's like a poop truck and everything, so we get to smell it.
Baseball may be a big hit with the Taiwanese, but the game hasn't taken off in China. The Chinese Baseball League, which formed on the mainland in 2002, suspended operations in 2012. And here, in tiny Hong Kong, rugby and soccer, leftovers from British colonial rule, still, well, rule. While rugby receives generous government subsidies, baseball relies on parents' generosity and the occasional corporate sponsorship. Most of the 450-plus kids who play Little League ball here are children of American, Japanese, and Korean expats who grew up playing the game in more baseball-friendly environments. The contrast isn't lost on Hong Kong Little League president Shanit Arkensinger.
You know, in the United States, I had access to fields anytime I wanted. If my son wanted, we could go over to a field 15 minutes from the house, drive over there, not worry about having to pay a premium for parking, and get out on the field and hit balls and play as long as we wanted to without any issues. I miss having that access to fields just to go out there and play.
Outfielder Jason Choi tells me the limited access can't stop him from practicing. Choi lives in Taikoo Shing, one of Hong Kong's largest housing developments. There are 61 towers, nearly 13,000 units, and a lot of security guards roaming around. So Choi opts to stealthily toss a tennis ball against a wall near the estate's quiet back gate.
Like, security guards don't check it that often as the front gates. But at night, you should play at the front gates because at the back gates, there's lots.
And there are other ongoing issues for prospective players. Consider that after Little League ends at age 15, there are exactly two paths a Hong Kong kid with baseball ambitions can take. Leave the territory, or enroll at the one international school that fields a team here. Again, Hong Kong Little League president, Shanit Arkensinger.
It's a challenge, you know, for our kids who are really good and really have these aspirations of playing in college. It's difficult because obviously they have to get game reps so that they can market themselves to college recruiters and coaches.
Great game. Final score, 8-6, blue.
Arkensinger's pep talk works. His team comes back and squeaks out a victory. Afterwards, I interview one of his players, 12-year-old Peter Van Wingerden. Despite all the obvious challenges to playing baseball in Hong Kong, Van Wingerden tells me he wouldn't want to play anywhere else. The teams here are divided by nationality, so every game is like an actual World Series.
Like, you have Japanese teams, Chinese teams, Korean teams, American teams, and when they play each other, it's just better compared to, like, same cultural teams playing each other.
Why is that? Why is it better?
Because it's like a new experience, and you get to learn the different approaches and aspects of baseball.
And culture. Little League parent, Anne Bordelon.
It's been a good experience for our son. He's a little bit more open-minded and accepting of things that are different from what he's used to.
And then, as Little Leaguer John McDermott tells me, there's the invaluable experience of having cut your teeth on baseball's most unpredictable and challenging playing surface, Toshek Field.
So when you go back to America eventually, you'll have it will be easier to field the balls and other things like that.
For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.